Good morning and welcome to Richard August, the Autistic Christian MGTOW, the Red Pill Man Who Lights It Up Blue. This is Yea, the Bible Saith This. We're continuing to read in the book of Genesis. Today's reading is from Genesis chapters 43 through 45. And this will be again from my 1560 edition of the Geneva Bible. And we begin in prayer. Lord, open thou our hearts to hear, and by thy word to us draw near. Let us thy word still pure retain. Let us thy children and heirs remain. In Jesus' name, amen. We begin in Genesis chapter 43. Now great famine was in the land. And when they had eaten up the victual, which they had brought from Egypt, their father said unto them, Turn again and buy us a little food. And Judah answered him, saying, The man charged us by an oath, saying, Never see my face, except your brother be with you. If thou wilt send our brother with us, we will go down and buy thee food. But if thou wilt not send him, we will not go down. For the man said unto us, Look me not in the face, except your brother be with you. And Israel said, Wherefore dealt ye so evil with me, as to tell the man whether ye had yet or brother or no? And they answered, The man asked straitly of ourselves and of our kindred, saying, Is your father yet alive? Have ye any brother? And we told him according to these words, Could we know certainly yet he would say, Bring your brother down? Then said Judah to Israel his father, Send the boy with me, that we may rise and go, and that we may live and not die, both we and thou and our children. I will be surety for him, of mine hand shalt thou require him. If I bring him not to thee, and set him before thee, then let me bear the blame forever. For except we had made this tarrying, doubtless by this we had returned the second time. Then their father Israel said unto them, If it must needs be so now, do thus. Take of the best fruits of the land in your vessels, and bring the man a present, a little rosin and a little honey, spices and myrrh, nuts and almonds. And take double money in your hand, and the money that was brought again in your sacks' mouths. Carry it again in your hand, lest it were some oversight. Take also your brother, and arise, and go again to the man. And God Almighty give you mercy in the sight of the man, that he may deliver you your other brother. And Benjamin, but I shall be robbed of my child as I have been. Thus ye men took this present, and took twice so much money in their hand with Benjamin, and rose up and went down to Egypt, and stood before Joseph. And when Joseph saw Benjamin with them, he said to his steward, Bring these men home, and kill meat, and make ready, for the men shall eat with me at noon. And ye men did as Joseph had bade, and brought the men unto Joseph's house. Now when the men were brought unto Joseph's house, they were afraid, and said, Because of the money that came in our sacks' mouths at the first time, are we brought, that he may make a quarrel against us, and say something to our charge, and lay something to our charge, and bring us in bondage at our asses. Therefore came they to Joseph's steward, and he communed with them at the door of the house, and said, O sir, we came indeed down hither at the first time to buy food. And as we came to an inn and opened our sacks, behold, every man's money was in his sack's mouth, even our money in full weight, but we have brought it again in our hands. Also other money have we brought in our hands to buy food, but we cannot tell who put our money in our sacks. And he said, Peace be unto you, fear not. Your God and the God of your father hath given you that treasure in your sacks. I had your money, and he brought forth Simeon to them. So the man led them into Joseph's house, and gave them water to wash their feet, and gave their asses provender. And they made ready their present, against Joseph came at noon, for they heard say that they should eat bread there. When Joseph came home, they brought the present into the house to him, which was in their hands, and bowed down to the ground before him. And he asked them of their prosperity, and said, "Is your father the old man of whom ye told me in good health? Is he yet alive?" Who answered, "Thy servant our father is in good health. He is yet alive." And they bowed down and made obeisance. And he, lifting up his eyes, beheld his brother Benjamin and his mother's son, and said, "Is this your younger brother of whom ye told me?" And he said, "God be merciful unto thee, my son." And Joseph made haste, for his affection was inflamed toward his brother, and sought where to weep, and entered into his chamber, and wept there. Afterward he washed his face, and came out, and refrained himself, and said, "Set on meat." And they prepared for him by himself, and for them by themselves, and for the Egyptians which did eat with him by themselves, because the Egyptians might not eat bread with the Hebrews, for that was an abomination unto the Egyptians. So they sat before him, the eldest according unto his age, and the youngest according unto his youth, and the men marveled among themselves. And they took Mises from before him, and sent to them. But Benjamin's mise was five times so much as any of theirs, and they drunk and had of the best drink with him. Genesis chapter 44. Afterward he commanded his steward, saying, "Fill the men's sacks with food, as much as they can carry, and put every man's money in his sack's mouth. And put my cup, I mean the silver cup, in the sack's mouth of the youngest, and his corn money." And he did according to the commandment that Joseph gave him. And in the morning the men were sent away, they and their asses. And when they went out of the city, not far off, Joseph said to his steward, "Up, follow after the men, and when thou dost overtake them, say unto them, Wherefore have ye rewarded evil for good? Is that not the cup wherein my Lord drinketh, and in the which he doth divine and prophesy? Ye have done evil in so doing." And when he overtook them, he said those words unto them. And they answered him, "Wherefore saith my Lord such words? God forbid that thy servants should do such a thing. Behold, the money which we found in our sacks' mouths, we brought again to thee out of the land of Canaan. How then should we steal out of thy Lord's house silver or gold? With whomsoever of thy servants it be found, let him die, and we also will be my Lord's bondmen." And he said, "Now then, let it be according unto your words. He with whom it is found shall be my servant, and ye shall be blameless." Then at once every man took down his sack to the ground, and every one opened his sack. And he searched, and began at the eldest, and left at the youngest. And the cup was found in Benjamin's sack. Then they rent their clothes, and laded every man his ass, and went again unto the city. So Judah and his brethren came to Joseph's house, for he was yet there, and they fell before him on the ground. Then Joseph said unto them, "What act is this which ye have done? Know ye not that such a man as I can divine and prophesy?" Then said Judah, "What shall we say unto my Lord? What shall we speak? And how can we justify ourselves? God hath found out the wickedness of thy servants. Behold, we are servants to my Lord, both we and he with whom the cup is found." But he answered, "God forbid, yet I should do so. But the man with whom the cup is found, he shall be my servant, and go ye in peace unto your father." Then Judah drew near unto him, and said, "O my lord, let thy servant now speak a word in my lord's ears, and let not thy wrath be kindled against thy servant, for thou art even as Pharaoh." My lord asked his servants, saying, Have ye a father or a brother? And we answered, My lord, We have a father that is old, and a young child, which he begat in his age. And his brother is dead, and he alone is left of his mother, and his father loveth him. Now you saidst unto thy servants, Bring him unto me, that I may set mine eye upon him. And we answered, My lord, The child cannot depart from his father, for if he leave his father would die. Then saidst thou unto thy servants, Except your younger brother come down with you, look in my face no more. So when we came unto thy servant our father, and showed him what my lord had said, and our father said unto us, Go again, buy us a little food. Then we answered, We cannot go down, but if our youngest brother go with us, then will we go down. For we may not see the man's face, except our youngest brother be with us. Then thy servant my father said unto us, Ye know that my wife bare me two sons. And the one went out from me, and I said, Of a surety he is torn in pieces, and I saw him not since. Now ye take this also away from me. If death take him, then ye shall bring my gray head in sorrow down to the grave. Now therefore, when I come to thy servant my father, and the child be not with us, seeing that his life dependeth on the child's life, then when he shall see that the child is not come, he will die. So shall thy servants bring the gray head of thy servant our father with sorrow to the grave. Doubtless thy servant became surety for thy child to my father, and said, If I bring him not unto thee again, then I will bear the blame unto my father forever. Now therefore I pray thee, let me, thy servant, bide for the child as a servant to my lord, and let the child go up with his brethren. For how can I go up to my father if the child be not with me, unless I would see the evil that shall come upon my father? Finally, chapter 45. Genesis chapter 45. Then Joseph could not restrain himself before all that stood by him, but he cried, Have forth every man from me. And they tarried not one with him, while Joseph uttered himself unto his brethren. And he wept and cried, so that the Egyptians heard, ye house of the Pharaoh heard also. Then Joseph said to his brethren, I am Joseph. Doth my father yet live? But his brethren could not answer him, for they were astonished at his presence. Again Joseph said to his brethren, Come near, I pray you, to me. And they came to near, and he said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom ye sold into Egypt. Now therefore be not sad, neither grieved with yourselves, that ye sold me hither, for God did send me before you for your preservation. For now 2 years of famine have been through the land, and 5 years are behind, wherein neither shall be earing nor harvest. Wherefore God sent me before you to preserve your posterity in this land, and to save you alive by a great deliverance. Now then, you sent me not me hither, but God, who hath made a father unto Pharaoh, me a father unto Pharaoh, and lord of all his house, and ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. Haste you, and go up to my father, and tell him, Thus saith thy son Joseph, God hath made me lord of all Egypt. Come down to me, tarry not. And thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen, and shalt be near me, thou and thy children, and thy children's children, and thy sheep, and thy beasts, and all that thou hast. Also I will nourish thee there, for yet remain 5 years of famine, lest thou perish through poverty, thou and thy household, and all that thou hast. And behold, your eyes do see, and the eyes of my brother Benjamin, yet my mouth speaketh to you. Therefore tell my father of all mine honor in Egypt, and of all that ye have seen, and make haste and bring my father hither. Then he fell on his brother Benjamin's neck and wept, and Benjamin wept on his neck. Moreover, he kissed all of his brethren and went upon them, and afterward his brethren talked with them. And the tidings came unto Pharaoh's house, so that they said, Joseph's brethren are come, and it pleased Pharaoh well, and his servants. Then Pharaoh said unto Joseph, Say to thy brethren, This do ye, lead your beasts, and depart, go to ye the land of Canaan, and take your father and your households, and come to me, and I will give you the best of the land of Egypt, and ye shall eat of the fat of the land. And I command thee, Thus do ye, take your chariots out of the land of Egypt, for your children and for your wives, and bring your father and come. Also regard not your stuff, for the best of all the land of Egypt is yours. And the children of Israel did so, and Joseph gave them chariots according to the commandment of Pharaoh. He gave them victual also for the journey. He gave them all, none except change of raiment, but unto Benjamin he gave 300 pieces of silver and 5 suits of raiment. And said, and unto his father likewise he sent 10 he-asses laden with the best things of Egypt, and 10 she-asses laden with wheat and bread and meat for his father by the way. So sent he his brethren away, and they departed. And he said unto them, Fall not out by the way. Then they went up from Egypt, and came unto the land of Canaan unto Jacob their father, and told him, saying, Joseph is yet alive, and he also is governor over all the land of Egypt. And Jacob's heart failed, for he believed them not. And they told him of all the words of Joseph, which he had said unto them. But when he saw the chariots, which Joseph had sent to carry him, then the spirit of Jacob their father revived. And Israel said, I have enough. Joseph, my son, is yet alive. I will go and see him, yet I die. May God add his richest blessing to this reading of his holy word. Thank you for watching and listening. Yea, the Bible saith this. This has been Richard August, the autistic Christian MGTOW, the red pill man who lights it up blue. And I'm inviting you back tomorrow so we can continue in the book of Genesis.